white stuff out there was snow. We haven't seen it forever, and we're going to get a lot this weekend. I think it starts like heavy. They're saying tomorrow afternoon through Sunday night. So, kind of exciting, but I feel like everyone's kind of ready for spring.
It's anticlimactic.
This made me realize I have seasonal depression. I really do. I mean, I love it's nice and sunny and everybody
likes how
it looks.
We've had so much sun this year to be grateful for, though.
Yeah,
seriously.
You're right.
Listen,
but,
I'm glad you're here today because we were starting to get, where's Kate Middleton?
Where's Julia? Well, my mother.
Where's Julia? Do you guys have anything you need to tell us?
Oh, Julia. Where's Julia? I did get a lot of calls and texts. I'm like, I'm moving.
Because you had last Thursday and Friday. I take my vacation in spring,
you
know, all in big, in a big lump, and you scatter them.
I scattered everything.
Anyway.
I scattered. Well, the move went well, and, you know.
Your mom is in her new spot.
Yeah, it's a big adjustment.
Yeah.
So I'm grateful that they're so nice there and everything. So it all happened good. So that's enough. I did that, and it's kind of a boring topic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is. I'm sure you were a good general.
All I know.
With the movie.
I'm going to come help you for a second, Lori, so you keep talking.
Oh, boy. I'm having a limp microphone over here, and I don't usually have that situation.
You got to tighten something up over there.
Yeah.
That's okay, though. You know, it happens. It happens from time to time. There are pills for that. It happens.
Right.
The microphone strengthener.
Yeah, there. Julia's doing it. She's figuring it out. I went to a great new restaurant last night.
Oh, what'd you try?
Wait. Grant, this is so funny. So Lori's like, Julia, you know, I really am a menu whisperer. And I'm like, well, this is a new term we haven't heard about yet to add to all the other terms.
All the other titles I've given myself.
Connie, menu whisperer.
So what does a menu whisperer do?
Okay, so a menu whisperer, such as myself, is someone who... you know, still lets their partner chase him around the house and catch him from time to time. And when you go out...
With a menu?
No, this is just
one of the qualifications.
Just one of the things, you know. But no, so when Casey and I go to a restaurant, and I don't know when we made the flip to this, because we're going to be married like 26 years.
Which I can't even believe.
We only knew each other 2.5 months. They said it would never last. But anyway, so 26 years. And I want to say, like...
Is it May?
May. I want to say that maybe 10 years ago, Casey stopped fighting me on my menu whispering abilities. And has completely embraced the fact that, like, I have a parking genie.
You do. You have a horseshoe up your fanny.
I sometimes.
We know you have that too.
Parking genie. And so this restaurant we went to called Bar and Card. And it's like the old, I think Kyber Pass used to be there. It's on Grand.
I love it.
It's so darling.
Yes.
What a great.
Grand and Snelling.
Yes.
I went there last year.
I love that they had signature cocktails for $11.
Yes.
Fancy cocktails for $11, not $18. And, you know,
it's right next to Dunn Brothers.
Yeah. And so you were looking at the menu and I scan it. And you know how fast I can read. And I looked at Casey and I said, chicken schnitzel with the roasted mashed potatoes and gravy.
Yeah.
Oh.
And Casey, are you going to? I said, go ahead and read it.
Because do you share or do you?
No. I just always can pick out what he's. Going to order.
Okay, the menu. So you always know what he's going to get.
I know. And
isn't that kind of funny?
I'm a menu whisperer.
That's what it is. You can pick out what the person you're with is going to order.
And if Casey used to buck me on this. He would, I don't think so. I said, but Casey, out of everything on this menu, this is what you're going to love the most.
Right.
And to me, like if you're going out, I'm not like, I got to order something healthier. I got to order something.
No.
I mean, order like what really is going to make your taste buds sing and make you so happy because you're spending money and you're taking, it's an enjoyable thing. So he used to fight me on it and then he would order something else and then he would see the thing that I told him he should get, go buy and he would just longingly look at it.
Let
me tell you, when the chicken schnitzel came to the table, it was on the biggest mound. It was on a pile of mashed potatoes that would have made one of my uncles
yummy
proud, who used they used to take at Sunday supper a whole separate plate just for mashed potatoes.
Oh.
So it's piled up, and it's, you know, the good kind with the skins on.
Yummy.
And then the schnitzel, it's really pounded, yep, pounded flat, and yep, then breaded, and came with this gravy, and it was two chicken breasts.
Yes.
I mean, this was like $16.
I love this. And a cocktail. They do have great cocktails.
Great cocktails. Yeah. And I had a delicious wedge salad with Cajun shrimp that made me very happy. And they cut the wedge. They don't give it to you in the half a wedge. They
right.
And, like,
I love a good wedge salad.
Yeah. And I said to Casey, I said, look at that. We're such an old married couple. You don't even balk at the fact that I've been your menu whisperer all these years. And you used to fight me on it. And
isn't that funny? Mm-hmm. How you just kind of know what they're going to like. Yeah.
Because
I love that.
Sometimes, like, remember when he was on the thing where he was going to eat fish?
Oh, yeah. Cod oil, I feel like, or sardines.
You know, and it's really not his favorite thing to get when he goes out. He can make fish. We can make it at home. We can grill it. I mean, when we go to Hawaii,
sick of it after you came back. Yeah.
So anyway, and it was snowing like crazy out. It was a schnitzel night, and he had enough left over for lunch. And he's like, I'm so happy you're a menu whisperer.
You know, I think of that because I used to have menu regret.
Yes.
And I'm
you didn't have a menu whisperer. That's why when we go out together, we always split. Because we like to get a little sweet and a little savory, and then we always want to share a little bite of dessert.
Yeah.
And we did do that last night.
What was the dessert?
We had bread pudding.
Oh, I love
hot bread pudding in a little cast iron dish.
Oh, yum. Anyway, that place,
thumbs up to Bar and Cart.
Yeah, I was there about a year ago, and the bar is really cool.
It's cozy.
It's cozy. The tables are very intimate. Were there many people there?
Because it was pretty crowded.
Yeah, that's a fun place.
Mm-hmm.
That is a fun place. Next to his old, does he tell you at all about Immaculate Heart of Mary, his grade school right there?
I've put a stop to that, those stories.
Oh, no,
because it's right there. That's where he went to school.
Oh, actually, he wondered, he goes, there's the little bundt cake place. Remember somebody delivered Casey like six little bundt cakes because he was the snow blowing man last winter.
I remember when you got those. Yeah.
And we never could figure out who they came from.
Who was it?
So, we don't know, but we know where they're from.
Nothing but bun. It's on the corner of Grand and Snelling in St. Paul. I know this corner very well. And right around the corner is the bookstore. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cute, though. I love it. Grant, do you guys...
I just love when you say I put a stop to that because it reminds me, like, every time I'm in my hometown with Lily, I'm like, oh, that's where I went to school or that's where I did this. And she's like, I know. You've told me 50 times.
Right. I know.
But I don't remember ever telling
her. Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah. So I just love that you're like, I put a stop to that. Lily's pretty much done the same thing. If we drive by anything in Mound, she's like, don't.
Read your book.
Yeah.
Read your book and look down. Okay. Well, this is a two-part thing, though. A menu whisperer isn't someone who can just pick out what their partner would like on the menu. The other part is your partner, you still let your partner chase you around home.
This is a two-part. Because I think if you were not getting chased and you were not enjoying being chased, then no one would ever let you menu whisper for them.
Okay, it's a qualifier.
Yeah.
So for anyone else, you got to do that first.
Yeah, just make sure you still like each other enough to chase each other around the bedroom and let somebody catch somebody.
I love it, Lori. All right, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back with a story we cannot get enough of.
Lori and Julia here for Tressler Law. And Lori and I, together, we've been through three divorces and we've been doing ads with Ann Tressler for some time now. So there are a lot of things that we've learned over the years about the divorce process.
That's right, Julia. And probably the biggest decision you'll make after the big decision to split, of course, is choosing the right divorce attorney. Don't make the same mistakes I made.
Step one is choosing an attorney who only practices family law. There are so many intricacies in state law when it comes to divorce, and you want someone someone on your side that knows how to navigate all the possible scenarios.
Don't choose an attorney who only tells you what you want to hear. You want someone to tell you how the law works and helps you set realistic goals.
And of course, choose a divorce attorney that you're comfortable working with and that you trust. We've gotten to know Anne and her team of trustworthy attorneys, and she'll help you find the perfect one for your situation and budget.
Call Tressler Law for your free one-hour divorce consultation. Find them online at TresslerLaw.com or use my talk keyword divorce.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Break it down, because we had breaking news today, Lori, which is sad news.
Well, I mean, it just makes everything the clown show that's happened at Kensington Palace was cleared up today in the most dramatic and revealing of ways. But just this morning, we had gotten an update from the palace that Kate Middleton was working from home on a special project.
They just sent that out this morning.
That was this morning.
Okay, I don't get this.
Yeah, I know. So this afternoon, Kate Middleton was sitting on a bench, and she gave
outside.
Like outside, it's just her alone sitting on a bench, and she is revealing what has been going on with her. And this is after basically 3 weeks of Kensington Palace mishandling, putting out the Franken photo, then making her say that she did the Photoshop on it, and it wasn't even a picture of her from this year. And then the video of William and Kate walking through Windsor Farms, which they're all these British commentators are like, that isn't even Kate. I mean, right. It's just been one thing. And she, quite frankly, has been thrown under the bus by Kensington Palace. And even yesterday, there were some stories in the UK papers about how Buckingham Palace was not being supportive and that the two palaces were having very different messages.
Right.
That was from Tina Brown. So here's Kate Middleton revealing what has been going on, because it has been a worldwide for a month. For a month.
It really, in every area of pop culture, in every area of life. I mean, every media outlet, everywhere.
For days and days and days. And Kensington Palace has been like throwing the fire on the flames, you know, and just making it. I mean,
let's listen to this, and then we'll discuss. Mm-hmm.
I wanted to take this opportunity to say thank you personally for all the wonderful messages of support and for your understanding whilst I've been recovering from surgery. It has been an incredibly tough couple of months for our entire family, but I've had a fantastic medical team who have taken great care of me, for which I'm so grateful. In January, I underwent major abdominal surgery in London, and at the time, it was thought that my condition was non-cancerous. The surgery was successful. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present. My medical team therefore advised that I should undergo a course of preventative chemotherapy, and I'm now in the early stages of that treatment. This, of course, came as a huge shock, and William and I have been doing everything we can to process and manage this privately for the sake of our young family. As you can imagine, this has taken time. It has taken me time to recover from major surgery in order to start my treatment. But most importantly, it has taken us time to explain everything to George, Charlotte and Louis in a way that's appropriate for them, and to reassure them that I'm going to be okay. As I've said to them, I am well. I'm getting stronger every day by focusing on the things that will help me heal in my mind, body, and spirit. Having William by my side is a great source of comfort and reassurance too, as is the love, support, and kindness that has been shown by so many of you. It means so much to us both. We hope that you'll understand that as a family, we now need some time, space, and privacy while I complete my treatment. My work has always brought me a deep sense of joy, and I look forward to being back when I'm able. But for now, I must focus on making a full recovery. At this time, I'm also thinking of all those whose lives have been affected by cancer. For everyone facing this disease, in whatever form, please do not lose faith or hope. You are not alone.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. So,
wow.
It really does beg the question about why they released the nonsensical Mother's Day in the UK photo that was so photoshopped and said William took it of Kate and the kids, and then it wasn't, and then she had to say she did the Photoshop. That just makes it all so weird. I mean, they could have been having, because first of all, when Kensington Palace announced in January a formal announcement that she was having abdominal surgery, of course, they didn't know anything about that, but Palace sources were saying nothing to do with cancer, so then people were like, hysterectomy, you know, whatever impacted. Maybe she's got the colostomy bag, blah, blah. But they could have even just said any number of other things. They've just burned through all their credibility and goodwill. And once again, she has to sit, you know, and say something. And I mean, they did. When they insisted like a month ago she would be back at Easter, they would have known then about the cancer. They just have bungled what didn't need to be bungled.
Because it is personal. And it is serious. Here would be my questions to you, Lori, as our royal expert. Mm. Why wouldn't her husband be sitting with her, supporting her?
Yeah.
That really bothers me. Mm-hmm. Because she looks very thin. Why isn't he holding her hand during this messaging?
Good question, Julia.
And then why isn't King Charles supporting this or sending out our...
Well, he has. There has been a message.
Okay, but I just guess if I'm a wife of... Yeah. I'm a wife of...
The royal family has always treated the women in the royal family like crap.
Except for the queen.
That's right.
Because it really...
Because Buckingham Palace, they were taking public shots at her via unnamed inside sources saying William was the 10 a.m. to 4 o'clock king. And, you know, kind of, they weren't supportive messaging sympathy of like whatever is going on. It's a lot to deal with and they just can't talk about it right now. Would have been better than fueling all these things by putting out so many misleading, the fake photo.
And then making the woman who's ill, who's probably got the heaviest heart and doesn't feel good, go and say, oh yeah, I photoshopped it too much, and throwing her under the park
under
bench.
The bus. And it's still, when you look
you don't understand that.
The thing of her and William leaving the Windsor farm,
walking with the shopping bag,
but not even looking like the same person. So I'm glad she's going to be okay. I feel like none of this needed to get to such a worldwide crescendo. It'll be very interesting to see now how everybody covers it. But there were lots and lots of their Royal Rota reporters who were, Tina Brown, the wheels have fallen off the bus. And there's like all the credibility and goodwill, it's kind of been burned through. And it's like, oh, well, let's just tell, let's come out with everybody and tell the news she's had cancer. And I mean, I don't know, there's lots of things, I guess it could be,
but
anything inside.
But again, she's the woman in pain.
Right.
And that's where I just struggle with it.
Why wasn't he sitting there with her? Good question, I mean, like, Julia.
That just feels like...
Great question.
Because he's the important one, supposedly.
And she said that.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the thing about the two houses, which is the dad, Prince Charles, and his son...
Buckingham Palace in Kensington.
But so it's son and father, mm-hmm. and the lack of communication... They need to figure that out.
Well, let's hope that Kensington Palace learns from it. I did notice that they are looking for a comms person at Kensington Palace, but the salary is quite low, £25,000 a year, which didn't seem like very much.
To be their communication person?
Someone on the comms team. I mean, maybe the whole team has been fired and there's going to be a bunch of people.
Wow.
Looking for jobs. But well, yeah, anyway, Princess of Wales, you haven't always been our favorite person when it came to Meghan Markle, but we... are hoping everything is okay.
Yes, and, absolutely.
And, you know, if you want to leave William, you have our support on that.
Glory. Nancy, a listener, called in. Now, we're not saying she has ovarian cancer, but Nancy herself is an ovarian cancer survivor right now. And she just wanted to mention the group MOCA. It's Minnesota Ovarian Cancer Alliance. And there's a website, mnovarian.org. If you're going through any type of cancer issues, great resource. Nancy called in and just wanted to mention that, but I didn't want to interrupt your conversation.
Absolutely. So. Thanks, Graham. Yeah. Thanks for telling us that. All right.
Hey, everybody. It's Lori and Julia here for Learning RX with 7 locations in the metro area. We've got a great, we love it when we get a testimonial. This is from the Egan location. Josh and Wendy have been wonderful to work with. We took a leap of faith that Learning RX was going to be the answer to our daughter's learning challenges. She struggled to retain information and would become easily overwhelmed with multiple step instructions. At the start of the program, she knew 13 uppercase letters and very few letter sounds. Since December, her confidence has skyrocketed. Not only does she know all her letters, upper and lower, she knows the letter sounds, and she is reading, passing her spelling tests, and keeping pace with her classmates. She loves learning again, and she can follow multiple steps. This has been an answer to our prayers.
We love, love, love this. Learning Rx changes lives. Call them today to schedule your 1 hour assessment. Mention Lori and Julia, and the assessment is 50% off. All right, time for a little TV talk, Lori.
So, did you watch any of Palm Royale, the new Apple Plus show? Have 3 episodes. Did you watch all 3?
I did, and I think I have a little bit left in the final one with Ricky Martin, Kristen Wiig, beautiful Josh Lucas, Carol Burnett, Alice, what's her name again? Alice.
How about Julia Duffy from Newhart?
Is that who
and
that is?
And she's from Minnesota.
Oh, I was wondering. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I love it. I love the clothes. Kristen Wiig with the tan is so gorgeous. I love the eyeshadow, the hair, the makeup, the cattiness. I love it.
Okay.
I love it. It's soapy. Beyond soapy dishy. Yeah. And, you know, people are saying about it is that it, the critics gave it like 55, but the audience is giving it an 80. It's a fun watch.
Yeah.
You know.
How about Josh Lucas?
I love him.
Yeah.
We've loved him since forever.
Well, Sweet Home Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in the clubhouse the other night.
Looking
very gore, and dressed all in white.
In like a white denim, kind of leisure looking jacket with white jeans.
Very 70s.
All of everyone is 70s. It's so good.
And we have just a tiny little audio from Josh about, he is asked about Sweet Home Alabama.
We talk about Sweet Home Alabama a lot here.
I've done a scene from you with her.
I know, we did a scene. Yes.
A fantastic
scene. It was amazing.
Andy was Reese Witherspoon.
Yes, I was. Yes, Reese was shaking in her shoes.
He's a great Reese.
Do you, any talks of a sequel to that movie? We would like.
I'm at this point about to beg Reese, you know?
Right.
Like, so she's very in control.
Yes, right.
So if it happens.
You are at her whim.
Very good. I'll be there in a second.
So there we go. So that's, it's a no answer answer. And then on the red carpet.
It's her birthday today. Reese Witherspoon's. Yes.
So he's on 48. The red carpet for Palm Royale, he told Entertainment Tonight, they asked him about Yellowstone because he plays the young John Dutton, Kevin Costner's character in it. And they asked him about the second half of season 5. Which was a year ago.
Lordy.
And here's what he told ET. I texted Taylor a couple months ago, and his response is, absolutely, we're going to finish this with 10 episodes. And if you remember, the initial segment of season 5 was 8 episodes and concluded, you know, last January, and we thought we were going to get it in November, and we never did. And so he also said that he has heard that filming may start in May, the end of May, beginning of June.
Yes.
And that's the rumor that it'll be happening, and it would shoot over the summer, and then it would be back on in November to finish up season 5.
Okay.
That's a long time. They have made us wait a very long
time.
Well,
it'll just replay on CBS and catch everybody else up.
I guess you're right, Lori.
You know, I'm rewatching it. I have it on the DVR. I have forgotten all of it because this show came out in 2018. It's like watching a new show.
It really, remember Mad Men had that very long break too. And I'm like 2.5 years or something. I'm like, come on.
Now, in irony of ironies, the BBC has bought all 9 seasons of Suits.
Are you kidding me?
No. Not even kidding. Okay. But I think of
Meghan Markle, of course, plays Rachel in this. And are you kidding me?
I am not kidding you. When I think of all the royal experts who were like, oh, Meghan is kind of trashy. She's just an actress. And, there was a lot of criticism.
Oh, there was a ton.
About Piers Morgan. Oh, she's just an actress, you know. And, well, I'm sorry, but in Hollywood, if you're an actor, if you can get a successful TV show, this is what people want. And Meghan had a successful show, even more success in reruns, and she had a really fun part.
She did. Do these guys make anything in streaming, the actors?
I don't think so.
I mean, it's just...
This is one of the reasons why they had to strike, because like Suits, they don't make any residuals on the Netflix.
Because that's like, what, 22 episodes a season or something? It's a lot of episodes, because it originally was on USA Today, or USA. So you and I watched it in real time. Yeah. My kids, we were obsessed with this, but that seems so wrong.
They're going to purchase, they bought the entire 9 season run. It'll run on the BBC and on their streaming.
Wow.
So all you royal people who've hated Meghan Markle, get ready to love her, because she's just delightful in this show.
She is. She's so great as Rachel. Lori, that is... Mm-hmm. And I can see, think of that. You are on this show, but all of a sudden it comes back 4 years later or something on a streamer, and it's the billions and billions of people are watching it, and you don't get a dime.
But they're getting a reboot on it. I mean, that is, everybody is in that situation if that's what their show was. But, she just had, Meghan Markle had so much criticism.
She was so lower than Harry.
Yeah. She's an actress. Mm-hmm. And a divorced one at that. Yes. And on a soapy show. How hers.
She doesn't talk to her horrible sister or dad.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, remember all that drama? She won a case, I think last week, her sister,
was trying to sue her again,
and I think they shut that down again, but that, she's relentless, that sister.
And they don't even know each other.
I know.
They're like 28 years apart.
It's like
apart,
finding out like someone you went to school with is famous. Now I know something happened to me. I'm going to get money from them or something. Yeah it is. It's a lot. It's a lot.
Okay, so the speculation is running rampant in the daytime talk world. Really the last... it's been Wendy Williams that has dominated the daytime talk show, talking about the shows, and then Amy and TJ, I guess. But now CBS is the talk, is in the middle of a lot of speculation about whether that show will be canceled in 2024. And the big thing, it's not that there's any kind of behind-the-scenes drama between any of the hosts, but CBS is going to be developing a new soap opera called The Gates. And it's set to center on a wealthy Black family living it up within an affluent, showcasing gated community. It's the creation of the daytime Emmy-winning writer Michelle Valjean, who's longtime writer
Miss Valjean. Yeah. Can you clean your vagine? Valjean.
General Hospital and The Bold and the Beautiful. Thousands of episodes. And the talk doesn't do any kind of numbers.
It's on at the wrong time of the day.
Well, I don't know about
that. That's what I think.
The Young and the Restless and The Bold and the Beautiful are number one and number two in daytime TV. Those are the top two rated shows. Then Let's Make a Deal and Price is Right, which, let's face it,
the two soaps are the top rated.
Yeah. For daytime TV.
I'm
totally watching.
I know,
Laurie.
I've watched
so
it for years, but I'm curious.
I got sucked back
into it. I think the talk
it.
Should be a morning show. I think it's the wrong time of the day.
They don't have any time place for it. And so those two game shows, those are solid numbers. And the talk is like the most expendable program for CBS to get rid of.
Probably expensive salaries because there's, five different people on it?
Mm-hmm. And the Gates, that'll be the first time we've had a new soap in forever. Because Days of Our Lives only streams on Peacock.
Okay.
So only three are still on network
Which is
TV.
Really hard to cancel. Mm-hmm. Just going to tell you that.
Did you buy them for that football game?
Oh, yeah. Finally got it done after calls and calls and calls. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, they knew what they
were
doing.
That's so funny, Grant. You remembered.
Oh, yes. My dad's going through the same thing. He bought it for that football game, and now he's like, I can't cancel my free trial.
Brutal.
They got us. They got us with that.
Yep. They do. I think that soap opera is going to do fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, Sherry Shepherd is doing solid numbers in Wendy's slot. She's got a very good show. She had Lenny Kravitz on today, and it was such a fun show. She was genuinely excited, and you know, she really does a good gossip hot take. I still am, you know, Jennifer, I check in with Jennifer Hudson. I DVR'd it today because Lisa Rinna was on, and I wanted to see what she had to say. And then
Kelly Clarkson
is just bringing it. She's just got everyone wants to be on her show, so she seems to have the pick of the guests. It's between her show and then Kelly and Mark, and they're crushing it too.
In the daytime talk.
Joe Maurer and Joe Schmidt, March 28th. Remember?
Is that the date?
Yeah, I believe it's March 28th. Kelly Clarkson show.
Okay.
Joe Maurer, Joe Schmidt promoting their book.
I love that.
We gotta watch that one.
She's gonna flip out for those guys in that story.
Yeah.
Of course. She really is.
Yeah, she is.
She loves
being in 30 Rock. She says it's so much fun. Her studio is right across from Jimmy Fallon's. She says, I spent so much time at NBC anyways because she'd always go and promote The Voice. She knows everybody in the building. She's been on the Today, the Hoda, all those kind of shows. And she just said, it feels like home. I love walking anonymously through New York City. Mm-hmm. I get exercise. She's lost a ton of weight. She looks phenomenal.
Ozempic. She's saying Ozempic.
But we're not shaming that.
No, of course not.
She's So, she's on it. How did the conversation about that go the other day? Because it was right after the Oprah special. I had to leave.
It was good. I mean, people wanted another hour, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm. I did, too. Yeah.
People wanted another hour of explanation.
And it's just wild when she just talked about, I spent 25 years being shamed. I mean, really.
I have all those clips.
And also, you know, the fact that, you know, always, always thinking about food.
Always.
The next food, always thinking about food, very food focused.
And why can't I have more willpower and why can't I be this?
And then this class of drugs, you know, is silencing that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she always thought it was like her lack of willpower and stopped thinking about it and
Do we even know how many people watched it? Was it just huge like we talked about? Because we thought 20 million people were going to watch. Grant, I think you
I'll
were 18.
Yeah, I went.
Okay,
I'll look it up.
That was good. That was a good special. All right, people, when we come back.
Speaking of people.
Uh-huh. you know, my gal Babs has, her son has something to say. We'll be right back. Okay, Lori and I are so thrilled that we're going to Iceland next October, and we want you to come with us. But truly, truly, space is very, very limited.
Yeah, we have a few spots.
Yeah, if you want to go, make sure that you go to My Talk keyword Iceland and fill out the form and get going on that because its space is very, very limited. And, you know, I missed it when Bonnie was on talking about everything we're going to do, but basically, it's such a gorgeous country. We're going to be well taken care of. We're going to see everything we should see.
Yeah, once in a lifetime itinerary with us as the escorts, too.
And seeing the Blue Lagoon. We love it. We're going to stay right in the heart of Reykjavik. And we just hope you want to come with us. We guarantee a fun time. For more information on going to Iceland with us next October, go to MyTalk1071. Type in keyword Iceland. for it, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us, and happy Friday. Jason Gould, who is the only child of Barbara Streisand and Elliot Gould, she had one child. He, in the 48 hours mm-hmm. of listening to Barbara Streisand, the memoir, mm-hmm. at the very end of it, close to the end of it, she talked about Jason all the way through and how, you know, she just adores her son and how much he's always been with her everywhere from when he was in the womb and she would sing to him. And she found out she was pregnant right away after Funny Girl or during Funny, right away.
Mm-hmm.
And
she's a young mom then.
She was a young mom.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Jason would do his own thing. And then all of her relationships, they would have kids that Jason would hang out. John, Peter, especially, he had kids Jason's age and blah, blah, blah. But she talks about how she put him in a movie, The Prince of Tides. And, you know, she never wanted to pressure him. And he never wanted to ask because he didn't want any favors. But he liked to sing. And so they performed together for the first time in like 2012 at the Hollywood Bowl. And this is the song that they sang together. They sang together. So he started it, then she sings. And it was in front of like 18,000 people. Wow. And she just said, as a mom, this was my night. I mean, I just was so delighted
to sing with him.
And he has such a beautiful voice. And then you have news today about him.
Well, he has a new EP out, Julia. It's his third one. And what is an EP? You have like four songs?
I don't know, but I just like hearing EP.
EP. Yeah.
It sounds...
Not like a digital track.
No, it just sounds so...
It's called Sacred Days.
Okay.
It came out today, and I didn't ask Rocco to play any of this. I thought we just...
In New Music Friday.
New Music Friday. I'm trying to keep up the cred with him. And anyway, so this is from his new album. This is called World Gone Crazy.
Go,
World Gone Crazy.
Okay, Lori can't get it on fast enough.
He's 57 years old. Jason is 57 years old.
There you go, we're done.
Yeah.
I'm with you. And let's talk about the replacements.
Whoa.
This is, but the first one, How Deep Is the Ocean? Then she comes in and she harmonizes and it was beautiful.
Yeah.
But Lori, he's a crooner.
Yeah,
he's a crooner. He's a total crooner.
Well, the first song he wrote for this EP, which is called Run, he wrote it with this guy, Alan Rich, who wrote Whitney Houston's hit Run to You.
Oh, because I'll run to you.
Yeah. And he loved doing it. And he Babs loves the video for World Gone Crazy. I know she liked it, he told People magazine.
Oh, you're so funny. But that's enough of that.
Yeah. Yikes. That was one kind of a song.
It's crooner. Mm-hmm. He's crooner world.
But here, I found the little better one from the one you would like, Julia. Can I play this one side by side? It's a little bit of, what's his name? Jason
Gould.
Going into his...
What's his name? Josh Lucas.
Josh Groban, who knows?
It's a pretty album.
Yeah.
But, you know, imagine your mom's Barbara Streisand, who has the voice of an angel. You know, she's Barbara Streisand. She sold out. She has more golden platinum plus albums.
Mm-hmm.
And you want it, you know, and she heard him and she's like, Jason, you're really good. And he's, you know, he's been, I like that crap.
Yeah, I know.
I know you do. But my favorite is, okay, we're done.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Okay. That was fun. Remember, you're the menu whisperer.
I am. I really, really am.
You're so unafraid of showing us really how you feel. That's done.
That's
okay.
And I'm sure there's a market for it.
Good one, Grant. And I'm sure there is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Gwyneth Paltrow was on Hot Ones. You know, the Hot Wing
the
show?
The Chicken Wing show? The YouTube show?
She is so annoyed the whole time she's on there. She's so full of regret. You know, she's got stuff to peddle at Target now.
Mm-hmm.
So she has to do some things that are...
uncomfortable.
She would never normally do.
She has
a
to
show
shrill
like
in
this.
Different places besides just the late night talk shows.
Yes, she has to appeal to the grubby masses, Julia. Shudder, triple shudder. And she went on Call Her Daddy, and now she's on Hot Ones, and she is so full of regret, has the most sour expression on her face and basically told him her son loves this show and that's why she's here. And she gave all kinds of, did you know we would be considered dill peasants because we love dill? She said that is,
that's a term?
Dill to Gwyneth Paltrow, because all herbs are good except dill, which should be illegal.
Why?
It's so gross. And I'm like, you and I are dill peasants. We love dill.
Honestly.
Gedney, the Minnesota
Pig. What's wrong with that?
I don't know. But that was one of her things she said. She also weighed in on superhero movies. And she really doesn't, you could tell she doesn't like hot sauce. And she doesn't like wings. So I don't know what she was doing on this show.
Like she said, she did it for her son.
She did it for her son. But I think someone else might have got fired. I mean, go and just look at the video.
Someone else might have got fired.
I'm with you.
She is glowering.
Mm-hmm. She also mentioned, I believe, that she once babysat Kiefer Sutherland. Wasn't that in there somewhere?
I think she did that on the Call Her Daddy. That was actually more interesting because we got vintage gossip like that instead of her weighing in on dill.
When Call Her Daddy came out, my kids are like, Mom, they stole your idea.
Right, I know.
They stole your idea.
That's, we all thought that.
And they're younger and cuter. All right, we'll be back.